Hello, welcome to Think It Through. This is Trevor Sloan, Ratio Christi Chapter Director at Kansas State University and Secretary on the Executive Board of the International Society of Christian Apologetics. We're here every Monday and Friday at 6:45 a.m. Central Time on Angel 95 FM.
Hi, we're speaking with Dr. Winfred Corduan, Ph.D. in World Religions, Master's Degree in Philosophy, and Professor Emeritus of Philosophy and Religion at Taylor University.
Yeah, well, let me just say that it's an honor and privilege to be a part of your first radio show.
I appreciate that.
I wish you the Lord's blessing as you continue that ministry.
I appreciate that, sir. You've been a big part of me in getting into apologetics, so I appreciate that. It's glad to have you on. First off, how would you define apologetics?
Well, apologetics is the discipline that looks for support for the truth of the Bible and of the gospel and finds it and applies it. In a sense, it is never just something that we do on its own, but it's there in order to support evangelism and in order to strengthen Christians in their own personal faith.
That is a great definition. I completely agree with that. Second off, why is apologetics necessary in our day and age and in general?
Well, there's always the question of, but is it true? We wouldn't be human if we didn't somewhere along the line wonder whether Christianity and all that other spiritual stuff really is true. I used to have a professor in seminary who would say, and I'm not sure if he was quoting anyone else, the heart cannot rejoice in what the mind rejects as false. And we believe that Christianity is true, and of course a lot of the world does not, and what apologetics tells us is that not only are we on the correct path in terms of spiritual insights, but that the facts of history, of the universe, of every dimension of life are also on the side of what God has told us in his revelation.
Very good, very good. What about those people who say that God can defend himself and so we don't need apologetics?
Well, yeah, God can defend himself, but in apologetics, as in many other things, whether you're talking about preaching the word or doing evangelism, God has chosen to do it through human beings. Now, we're not talking about defending God anyway. We're talking about defending the truth of what God has revealed about himself.
Absolutely.
Now, if someone comes along and says, there's just something about Christianity that just doesn't make any sense to me, that's really no different from someone saying, I am poor, I am hungry, I am thirsty, or whatever. We offer all the legitimate aid that is accessible to us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and she said, well, is it okay to question God? And I said, well, we're not really questioning God. We're questioning the information that humans have given to us that has been inspired by God. So, yeah, I know that's a good point that we're not actually defending God himself.
Yes. I used to tell my apologetics class on the first day that during this hour, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's okay to doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, now what about those who say that the Bible says that it's true and that is good enough?
I'm not going to pick a quarrel with them for themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to disturb someone in their faith.
Absolutely.
There's no point in raising doubt if they don't have any. However, I also know that as human beings, the chances are good that despite what they think now, they may wind up having questions later on. And so it's a very good idea to help them understand that if they do fall into questions in the future or run into questions that they cannot answer when they do evangelism, that there are answers available.
Absolutely.
In fact, I think we can ask the hardest possible questions and there will still be answers.
Absolutely, I agree. All right, that's another great answer. What is fetism? How would you define fetism?
Fetism is the belief that deliberately rejects evidence. And this is a fairly controversial definition, actually.
Yeah.
There's articles written on both sides. And some people think it's good, others don't. But I would say fideism is when somebody deliberately ignores evidence that is available to defend a Christian perspective and holds on to a belief, even though it seems irrational to him or her.
Good. Yeah, there's a book out by Kenneth Boa and Robert Bowman that called Faith Has Its Reasons that actually gives a secondary definition to fetism that is like loose fetism, where it's basically Christians using existential arguments for more postmodern type arguments to defend the faith. But yeah, your definition is the most orthodox, normal, traditional definition, so I like that.
Great.
All right, two more questions. What are the different major, and you can be brief on this, that's okay. What are the different major approaches or methods of apologetics? I think there's three or four.
Yeah, it depends on how you count them.
Yeah.
But the two obvious categories are those who believe that it's possible to make rational arguments for the existence of God and for the truth and reliability of Scripture and for the resurrection of Christ. And on the other side, the presuppositionalists who say that you need to look at the world views as a whole and you cannot build up to a Christian worldview in pieces, but you need to look at the two options, a worldview without Christ and a worldview with Christ, and that's called presuppositionalism. Let me just add, as far as I'm concerned, since the point of apologetics is not to espouse a philosophical system, but to help people
absolutely
see the truth of Christianity, whatever speaks to their needs most, as long as we're proceeding with integrity, is what we need to do, whether it's looking at worldviews as a whole or looking at the evidence in particular areas.
Absolutely, I completely agree. I wrote a paper in seminary that I think you might have read that basically said that whatever method works best for the individual is what you should use, as long as you're not compromising the truth.
Right.
All right, that's some great answers. Final question. This is a obviously it's a question that can be answered a number of different ways, but I want to get your take on it. What is a worldview, and how does it relate to apologetics?
Worldview is the basic framework that we use to make sense of the world around us, our lives, our various beliefs. It's kind of a structure, a web on which different beliefs get added. And whatever is at the center of that web or that framework is going to determine ultimately what is going to be out the further we head out to the fringe. So if I start with a worldview that say there is no God and I'm a consistent person, then all my other beliefs should come together in some way based on that fundamental premise. If I start with a belief that there is a God and he is sovereign, then all my other beliefs should theoretically align up with that, even some of the most trivial beliefs. Say, I look at a flower and I see a complex creature made by God. A Buddhist will look at a flower and see a deception that is ultimately nothingness. And so a worldview influences our particular beliefs, and it's crucial to make sure you understand your worldview and that as a Christian you think and live consistently with it.
Absolutely. Great answers, great answers. I appreciate that, Dr. Corduan. All right, let's talk just briefly about your book, No Doubt About It, The Case for Christianity. I love that book. I used it in my apologetics Sunday school class, particularly your 10-step argument for the cosmological argument for the existence of God. I think it's great. I have some friends that are experiencing doubts right now. What would you say to them about your book, or just what you would say in general about Christians that have doubts about their faith?
I would say, first of all, just in general, good for you.
Absolutely.
It's time for you to think of what you really believe and own up to your faith. And that does not usually happen without some kind of a crisis, without going through a time when you're really not sure of everything. But then I want to go on and say, now you can turn this into a positive or a negative.
Mm-hmm.
And if it becomes a negative, then it's not healthy any longer. But if it's positive, and you're using this time where you're in a suspended state, so to speak, to find the answers that are there, let me be there right along you and help you understand and help you see that there really is truth in what we as Christians believe.
Absolutely. What would you say to the people who say, you know, I do have doubts, I believe the answers are out there, but I just really don't want to spend the time looking for them?
Well, I'm not sure that they're sincere. If I'm doubtful about things that affect my eternal destiny, then that's a pretty big issue.
Yeah.
And I can't take that too lightly.
Yeah.
I would also want to hopefully help them see that their faith cannot be hurt by looking at the evidence without, unless you're bringing in other presuppositions.
Yeah, if you start reading like Bart Ehrman before you read Gary Habermas or somebody like that when you're wondering. Yeah, definitely. Great answers. Anything else you want to say before I let you go?
Well, I'm just always glad to be able to speak with someone and two people who are going to hear this and just affirm that we have nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
That Christianity, as I said, can stand the hardest inquisitions, so to speak, that the answers aren't always easy. And you get one answer and then it raises another question. But, you know, an infinite, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-good God has revealed himself. Mm. And that says to me that there simply cannot be a question that can seriously defeat Christianity.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everybody check out Dr. Corduan's book on Amazon, no doubt about it, The Case for Christianity. Thanks, Dr. Corduan.
Well, thank you, Trevor.
You have a great day, sir.
It's been a privilege.
Thanks for listening to Think It Through. Be sure to listen every Monday and Friday at 6:45 a.m. Central Time. We'd appreciate your comments as well. Email questions to thinkitthroughapologetics@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our Ratio Christi website at ratiochristi.org/casestate.